The call is coming from inside the podcast. Oh, baby, it's week two of Scary Month, and we're joined by Jared McGowan as we watch Urban Legend for this week's episode of...
Well, we'll just tell your mother that we ate it all.
All right, let's pod, baby.
Oh, baby, it's been a while.
It has been. What have you just been doing?
Just then?
Yeah.
I was trying to buy a t-shirt on the internet.
For $50?
Yeah, and but I checked my account. There's money in the account.
Yeah, so they've just put a lock on dumb purchases from you.
Yeah.
Because they know wherever you go, you get made redundant, and you also live a lifestyle that is completely unsustainable.
I've been good lately.
It's like the equivalent of a store that's like, do not sell to this man.
but the store is my bank.
Yeah, exactly.
And the person who called them was Alex White.
Yeah. They're like, what? You're like, this is my credit card. And they're like, this is a laminated thing that says IOU on it with 69 written 16 times.
Yeah. For context, for some reason, Alex White seems to be in charge of my finances.
Well, I mean, it would probably be better for you if anyone was in charge of your finances apart from your fiancé.
I've been doing good lately. I've been spending money at a reasonable rate since I lost my job.
Yeah, but reasonable.
That makes it sound like, I'm out there, I'm spending.
Yeah, that's it.
Consistently exactly. Spending.
A reasonable rate for you is to just consistently
spend money
do
to
it.
Make money, right?
I've been good, dudes. I've been good.
You don't look like a guy who's been
good
doing good.
No, that's because I woke up from a nap 10 minutes ago.
Knew it.
How many cones today on a wonderful Tuesday unemployment?
Yeah. Man, I've been like pretty chill with the weed during the day. So today, over the course of the whole day...
It's not been a whole day.
Yeah, it's not even close. And considering when you wake up as well...
I woke up...
Considering how much of the day is left for you, considering you probably go to bed at like 3 a.m.
All right, well, I woke up at 11.
Okay.
And it's...
So it's been five hours.
Like five
and
hours.
It's 6 hours.
And there was a nap.
Yeah. The nap was like half an hour. It was a short nap.
Yeah.
I reckon I've had like less than 10 cones today.
Less than 10.
Yeah,
that's
less than 10.
So many.
Do you know, I reckon I've had like 8.
You know how
that's
fucked
so
it would
many.
Sound if I was like, yeah, I've been awake for fucking 6 hours. I've had 10 beers. It's 4. I'm ready to pod.
Yeah.
You'd be like, no, you're drunk.
I'm fine.
Yeah, I know that you're fine, but like...
In your mind.
It's a ridiculous statement to say,
yeah.
I've been taking it easy on the weed.
Yeah,
and
that,
then to,
that is not at all easy.
And then to say that you're only in the single digits, but on the higher echelon of single digits.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever.
Man,
so how many
under 20,
how many
like,
cones
you know, like
since
17?
Yeah, how many cones since? Yeah, exactly. Under 100, like 99.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, what do you think of me?
Like, how many do you think you will have had by the time you go to sleep?
I'm planning on having a sesh tonight. Like, I'm having a hang sesh, which means that'll ramp it up.
Yeah, right. Because I was going to say, what's the difference between a sesh tonight and the sesh you've been doing all day consistently?
Yeah,
I'm like going somewhere to smoke weed tonight. So it's, yeah.
Yeah, so why didn't you just save it for later?
That's not how it works.
Yeah, that's not how addiction works, Jamie.
Because I
have to constantly
I have
do it.
Plenty. It's...
Yeah, but plenty runs out and then you have to spend more money.
Yeah.
I picked up yesterday. Like, I'm doing fine.
Yeah, but you paid money for it as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah, and also you're going to have had 15 fucking cones by the next 10 hours.
I reset every 40 minutes. I'm fine. If I put down the bong 40 minutes later, I'm fine.
That is such a bad statement.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm just saying I'm not like, I know I have I have a very high tolerance. I know it's because I smoke so much and I know that I may have a drug problem or whatever. I'm conceding something. But what I am saying is that I'm not walking around stoned all the time.
You are. That's what constantly
that's
on weed
that's
is.
Exactly what you're doing.
No,
you've been
like,
awake for 6. You've had more than one
40 minutes after leaving the house. I'm fine.
You've had more than
completely reset.
Yeah,
you don't.
And
that's
you've had more than
works.
One cone an hour since you've been awake.
Yeah, yeah, easily, comfortably.
And that,
yeah.
Like as high as your tolerance is, that's not how it works chemically. Like it's there.
Oh, it's in your system for like months sometimes.
Man, this sounds like a guy who's ready to embark on the journey that is matrimony.
Yeah.
Man, I'm getting married in like 6 fucking weeks.
Yeah,
it's like 5
he's
weeks.
He's married to
maybe.
The bloody Gatorade saxophone.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, six
Is
weeks.
There going to be weed, like, stuff at your wedding?
No. I can't believe that you wouldn't have, like...
No, my parents...
Secretly sorted out some sort of, like, yeah, there's situation.
Yeah, the wedding cake has got weed butter in it or something.
Me and Yvette have an arrangement around when I am and I'm not allowed to smoke weed on the wedding day. There's some rules around
when
it.
You
That's
are...
so bad that you've had to have that conversation.
So it's not both of you. It's
she
when
doesn't
you,
smoke weed.
Yeah, so it's when you are...
Oh, I have rules around what stuff she can and can't do.
Okay.
Does that include fucking wedding guests?
Yeah, we both have a rule that no one can fuck wedding guests.
Yeah, okay.
But what about, like, you know, the waiter?
Yeah, I mean...
Who's the...
If he wants to come upstairs... Like,
who's the more likely to break the rule?
The fucking rule or the drug rule?
The fucking rule.
Oh, it's me. Oh.
And will you reckon, what will your temptation level be to do
very
that?
Very low. I don't think we'll have a problem on the day.
But also, like, very low describes your sex drive at all times, pretty much.
Yeah.
And you still
find
a way. Oh,
yeah, I've, like, stopped wanking again. It's great.
You're back?
I'm back. I'm back onto just, like, not jerking off.
Yeah, I can't tell what Hastings' version of back is. Is it that he stopped something or he started it again?
Well, this may be interesting. Yesterday... just needed a day to kind of collect myself. And I was like, all right, I'm going to try and, you know, J-O.
Sure.
And
sure. It was on the list.
Feel a bit nice.
The to-do list of the day.
A Google task.
But it was one of those bad hormone days where it wasn't quite working and it would, like, go flat.
Sure.
Go back up or whatever.
Wait, sorry, flat?
It goes completely flat.
I've never heard it be described that way, right?
Like, just flaccid. Like,
I consider myself an expert in having a soft dick. And I would say flat is the wrong term.
Many women in the greater Sydney area all also consider you
they're
that.
They're greatly familiar
they're
with
it. Like, he's a connoisseur.
I was feeling very flat.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it would go flaccid and up and down or whatever. And I was just kind of... having a flog it in a weird way, and like you should see it right now. It's like bulbous.
Oh my lord!
My penis.
Oh
and I'm
my
going on
lord.
A date after this, and if she for some reason wanted to come back here and fuck, I'd have to be like, I can't.
Yeah. Like, for some can't. Reason,
The Hastings method.
I've always got a fucking excuse in that I can just say it's a trans related thing.
That's fair.
Unless she listens to this.
I was talking about your wedding the other day with someone.
I got in trouble for something I said on this pod, by the way. I can't say what it was, but I did.
Oh, man. Come by it from who? Or would that give it away?
I would absolutely give it away. I'll tell you later.
Okay. I was thinking about...
Speaking of people listening to the pod...
We'll stop saying things that will get us in trouble.
Yeah, that's what I should have done in the first place.
Get us in trouble as a collective.
No,
surely just you.
No, it was just me in trouble.
We're guilty by association.
It wasn't a woke thing that was the issue.
No.
Yeah,
some sort of penis,
I just revealed
some
too,
sort of penis thing.
I just revealed too much about someone.
Yeah, obviously that was the case.
Yeah, it's not going to be like, man, Jamie really talked about Final Fantasy VII Remake too much that episode.
Have you seen the new trailer?
Yeah, it's fucking
man,
sick.
Man, it looks pretty lit.
Yeah, but I was talking about your wedding with someone and about how the split of the audience is going to be.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a bunch of family, like, oh my God, my son or niece or nephew or daughter is getting married. What a serious day. And then like a bunch of comedians being like, yeah, I don't take this seriously at all.
Yeah, yeah, like, it's going to be a weird, tone of the room.
There's definitely room to get, if someone like hides up at the corner of the room, there's like a great opportunity to get a really good photo of like a really wide array of different facial expressions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's definitely going to be some laughter in wrong places, I think.
Yes. Side note, our guest a minute ago said he's...
I was going to keep it secret that we had a guest coming in.
No. We might as well say that we're just...
Everyone, you know when you click on the episode.
Yeah.
That's true. People being like, where is Jared?
Yeah.
Where is...
With a bit of Jared McGowan.
Yeah. We get some McGowan.
He can breeze in, skip all the preamble. We'll get to that famous movie analysis we're known for.
Do you want to? Yeah. Do you want? You never asked me what the rules for me smoking weed on the day are.
Okay, what are they?
So I'm not allowed to be stoned at the wedding.
Oh, good rule.
You don't think that's a good rule? All right,
is she taking into account?
I don't think that's
your...
a necessary rule.
Yeah. Also, is she taking into account your ridiculous interpretation of what it?
Yeah,
means
Yeah. So does
to
that
be
mean
stoned?
You can smoke so a cone 50 minutes before the wedding because you'll do a hard reset?
You're gonna have had like two fucking bongs in the morning when you get up.
I'm glad you asked because I asked the exact same question. What exactly does that mean? I have to be stoned at the wedding?
No, not you. It's not you have to be stoned at the wedding. Yeah. Stop trying to this rewrite. Is, yeah, you're rewriting this. Yeah, that's him being like, okay, so Yvette, so I have to be stoned at the wedding.
Stoned at the wedding.
So the rules she said, I think she said like no, like 3 hours before
the
wedding.
I think she said, I don't know, I was really fucking stoned at the time.
Yeah, 3 hours before the wedding, I have to stop.
What if it was just not?
I'm going to be pretty anxious in the morning, I think.
Yeah, but like have a beer or something.
Yeah,
that sounds that's like what terrible. Most people do. I would much. I'd be much better for everyone involved if I had a cone.
I don't. Not convinced it would.
Oh yeah, because you're dopey as shit.
Like, I'll have like 2 cones as soon as I wake up. You won't even know an hour later.
I will absolutely know.
Yeah, you'll reek of it.
I'll have a shower the day of my wedding. I don't like.
See, that's almost surprising to me
I'm not
too.
Confident about that either.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Yeah, because it'll
what
get to the.
What are you gonna do to groom yourself?
I'm getting a haircut in a couple of weeks.
Are there any?
Are you like getting? What is being done to your like hair? Self.
Yeah. What's
on
being
the day?
Done to your
like,
dog shit face?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be clean. I'm gonna be clean shaven.
Uh huh.
I'm gonna have shorter emo hair.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm gonna trim my toenails like I'm just normal.
Why you wearing thongs?
No, just which, yeah. You want to feel
wearing,
good?
Yeah, he's wearing. He's wearing slides.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Full Adidas suit.
Has Yvette said any rules about like what time you're supposed to be at the wedding?
Before her, I'm the groom.
Yeah, but I also know that...
She hasn't, we haven't written the itinerary out yet, but I assume that very, very much so, yes. She's very... Like, you think you guys are sick of me showing up late? Like,
yeah. She's sick of you showing up early and late, if you know what I mean.
Damn, true that.
She wants a divorce.
Oh, man, I'm having a weird thing with the wedding night coming early... coming late vibe, by the way.
What do you mean?
The hotel.
You've already come?
Have I that's funny. Have I spoken about how Yvette's mum is like really like turning up the pressure for us to fuck on the wedding night?
That's sick.
What, to like have a child?
No, but I don't know what the motive is, but she wants us to fuck on the wedding night real bad.
Like, what'd she say?
Well, because she's...
That's our
guess. Sounds like our guest.
So, because we live really close to the venue...
Mm-hmm.
We were like, oh man, we might not even get a hotel the wedding night. If we do, we'll just get like a nice one in the city.
Yeah.
And it started off with my mum being like, that's ridiculous. Get, you know, the Dulux honeymoon suite at the Star Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, we really don't need that. It's absolutely fine.
Yeah, but would she pay for it?
Yeah. She was like, I'm paying.
Oh, well, then you get it.
Yeah, yeah. So after, like, she was like, I'm paying for it, I was like, hey man, we should get this.
Yeah.
And so we got it. Jerry McGowan.
Legend of the game enters.
Sit down, take a mic.
I've had increasingly discussions.
This story's got more to it, by the way.
Sidebar. Yeah. Increasingly, I've had discussions with married friends who kind of reckon the idea that you definitely have to root on your wedding night is kind of a bit dumb.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah. That's absolutely. It's ridiculous.
We need to take a quick second.
All right. Break.
Hey, we're back. This is welcome to the big leagues, Jared.
Wow.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, me and Evan have been laughing at the idea of having sex. It's like would be the least sexy time to have sex there is.
Oh,
right?
That's also because you don't have sex with each other anyway.
Hey, that's we do. Come on.
I'll listen to a few podcasts to get prepared for this one. Hastings, you're a retard.
Man, someone's done
it. Is that the vibe?
Yeah, basically.
Damn, Jared's got me again.
Oh boy, sorry I'm late, gentlemen. I took me 20 minutes to get here from Broadway.
You don't apologize. What were you doing at Broadway?
Well, you know when like the... Oh, sorry. Cancelled, I get it. You know,
I was fine about the retard.
Well, you know like when there's like the traffic's held up and there's cops everywhere. I'm like, man, this better be fucking good.
Yeah. Mm.
And then I got up the front and there was literally a truck in a bus shelter. I was like, oh, fuck, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's the worst terrorist attempt ever.
Yeah.
Bus people.
Man. But yeah, so she's insisting we get, like, so we're like, yeah, right, get the honeymoon suite. She calls me the other day to confirm everything. It's like a 15-minute call where she's like, yeah, there's a spa. I'm not going to do the accent. She's like, yeah, there's a
spa. But you so want to.
Well, when I was telling this story yesterday.
What race were they?
Yvette's mum. This is Yvette's mum paying for us. She really wants us to fuck on our wedding night. And she's like insisting on this lavish hotel and sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's very Chinese.
Okay, so let's do a bit of role play.
So I'll be you. You be Yvette's mum.
This is why Yvette's mum doesn't know you, because she knows that the perfect circumstances for you to fuck in a hotel. It's got to be some seedy place in Glebe.
Without her daughter.
There's got to be drugs all over the table.
What? You know, sorry, I know how to party. I don't know what you want.
Yeah, but you're getting a bit long in the tooth for it now, don't you think?
Yeah. All right.
I don't even know what that means. I think it means you're old.
I think so.
But yeah, so I'm like this 15-minute phone call where she's like, yeah, if you guys want to have a spa together, there's a spa. There was this other room I was looking at with like a circle velvet bed, but it was all like red and Yvette doesn't like the color red. So I didn't get you that. And I was like, thank God you didn't get us the fuck suite.
She's basing things of what makes her own daughter horny.
Yeah. She's doing stuff like, should you want me to get like champagne in the room?
Maybe
like,
she should sub in Eric Patrick for you.
I would love, that would be like a wedding gift from me to my wife.
Eric Patrick makes every situation better.
Oh, man.
Him and Cole Legacy, I'm never sorry to see him. I'm always happy to see him every time. I'm like, hell yeah.
There have been times where I've been like, not now, Kyle.
I'm always, I love seeing Cole Legacy.
And catch Kyle when you're hungover. No good. Kyle, stop.
That's when I need him the most.
Oh, man.
That's when you need your fuck yeah buddies. Yeah. Really good for morale.
Normally around the comedians are all like, ooh, this is bad. This guy's like, ah! Yeah. Super positive energy. Also, shout out to Peter Jones, big fan of the podcast.
So oh,
I had to sneak that one in true. There. That's true. That's
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of...
Peter, I like KFC more than you. I'm throwing the challenge out there.
Ooh.
I'm wearing a ring with the official logo on it right now.
He definitely eats more of it than you do.
Man, this... Oh, I don't know about that.
Peter Jones listening to this feels like bullying. I'm not okay with it. Feels like he's not doing it for the right reasons.
Most of this podcast is just bullying.
That's true.
This is fucked. I hate this.
Yeah, it was kind of refreshing. Speaking of like Kyle Legacy, like giving shit. Like I spent the last 2 days at like a box with non-comedy people, and there wasn't a conversation that started with, do you know this person? He sucks. Like for the whole 48 hours. I even tried to get it going. Being like, see that cunt on the balcony? Don't like him. Not very funny.
Was this a work related thing?
No, just like a friend of mine's getting married.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we went down to Wiseman's Ferry. Okay. We got a big house.
You know, that's McGregor country.
Is it?
Yeah, that's where I grew up.
Really?
Out on the farm there.
It was quite nice.
You seem to claim a lot of New South Wales is where you grew up. You can't be a working class hero to everyone.
just work on the farms, the labour.
Just the people that matter, you know.
Real Australians. Yeah. Oh, man.
Trying to inspire cunts to stomp you out.
So what, you were trying to network and bitch about comics?
Didn't even have to. It was so nice.
Man,
we were in this place called Spencer. Have you heard of Spencer?
Oh, yeah, mate. Yeah,
so like there was just one general store. And like as soon as we got there, the people all like came out of the store and they were like, welcome to Spencer.
Oh, my God.
And they were like, you're staying in the house up there. It's going to be a party. This old bloke who was running it was like, oh, so what are you guys, like a box party? And we're like, yeah. And he was like, mate, there was a hens party here last weekend.
Oh, no.
Top notch. He was like, in the morning they'll put on their activewear.
Oh my God.
And he was like, and then he goes, and then they eyebrow raise, walked around a bit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we were like, you should come up and have a beer bong with us, dude.
It's so sick that you got to meet Jared's dad. That's so good. Who is also his brother.
Oh, well, I look forward to him beating the fuck out of you for that one. At 64, I'd still take him over you. I'd take him over me. I'd take him over most people.
I reckon everyone at this table would lose in a fight to their dad.
Oh, I might be able to take mine. He's very skinny.
My dad would kick the shit out of me.
I could bash your dad for sure.
I reckon my dad could bash you.
I could bash everyone's dad here but mine.
I reckon Hastings' dad might be the least bashable.
Yeah.
You'd have,
he could bash me.
You'd have my dad. He's big, but he'd be slow.
Yep. Hell yeah. Line him up. Line the dads up.
See, mine would be lean but fast. It'd be like a meerkat.
Well, Tian Tran had that great joke about if you bash your dad, he's got to call you dad.
But then he was cancelled, so we can't talk about him.
Oh, we'll edit that out then. Still a funny joke.
What about like a fringe show where it's like it's Jared's on the show every night. And every night of the
Sounds
run.
Good already.
Yeah. He does, you know, 20 minutes. And then 20 minutes is done by another comedian. Let's say Kyle Legacy's on the first night.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Then the last pick. Third of the show is you fighting Kyle's dad. It's like comedy boxing, but you fight the dad.
That would make Kyle happy, though.
Yeah, well, that's Kyle the first show. And then the second night, you fight Jamie's dad.
I've met his mum.
I haven't met Rose's dad.
I haven't met his dad.
We met his stepdad and he was very drunk and really abusive to him.
Yeah, it was very funny.
This was Kyle who was abusive to his stepdad, who was in good spirits.
Have we told the cocktail story on this podcast before?
Oh, maybe.
It was so good. This is a perfect Kyle legacy. It's like working class English northern stepdad thing. Like it's about 5 a.m. because we're watching the Champions League final. And at some point, Kyle Legacy's stepdad gets up and he's like, "Does anyone want more beers?" And Kyle goes, "Rum and Coke." And he goes, "They don't fucking serve cocktails here, Kyle."
"They don't fucking serve cocktails."
He refused to buy him one.
So funny.
They're not serving them. No, we just don't serve rum and Coke here.
Yeah.
I would love to find a bar in Australia that
if that's
serve
your
rum
level
and Coke.
Of what a cocktail is. Or what a grim Billy Elliot life
rum and
you've
Coke,
led.
What are you? I do imagine Kyle did live as Billy Elliot.
"No son of mine's doing crowd work."
Yeah. His dad was a bits guy.
Kyle Legacy just prancing away in the morning asking people what they're doing in the streets.
Selling his mother's jewels so he can get him a joke book. Of what do you do and where do you work?
Flips to the end and it just says "nice buddy" over and over again.
I would love to see stepdad fights. I reckon a lot of comedians would be interested in having having Jerry fight their stepdads.
Blake Freeman told me the funniest story. I don't think he's doing it as a joke, but fuck, it cracked me up. Yeah. He saw both his mum and his stepmum fight in the car park at Kmart.
I've seen him do that story.
That's so funny.
Oh, has he? Oh, yeah, fuck. He told me that like years ago. I thought it was the funniest shit ever.
That's really funny. Car park of a Kmart.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah, that rules. Oh, man. All right, should we talk about this fucking movie?
All right, hello. Welcome to We'll Just Tell Your Mother We're Scared. We're rebranding this month. This week, we're doing Urban Legend. It's a 1998 American psychological slasher film directed by Jamie Blanks and written by Silvio Horta, starring Jared Leto, Alicia Witt, Rebecca Gayheart, and Tara Reid. Plot focuses on a series of murders on the campus of a private New England university, all of which appear to be modeled after popular urban legends.
We should at least mention why we're doing horror movies.
We did last week.
Yeah, but every episode can be someone's first episode.
No, not true. Everyone has to start at one.
Okay, it's scary month. We're doing scary teen movies this October.
There you go. Thank you.
Because of Halloween.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
We got five scary movies to do. And this, I guess, is something of a teen classic, I guess.
I watched this heaps growing up.
I remember when it came out and I was too scared to see it.
Yeah, same. I only watched it for the first time yesterday. Yeah.
And were you too scared then too?
I was petrified the whole time.
Well, it's got one of the great opening scenes.
Yeah.
Even though it's a little bit tacky now, but I remember watching it as a kid, be like, fuck, this is so scary. Like, it's a pretty good, twisty, like, I don't know, real funny.
As soon as I saw that opening bit with the guy with the stutter, I was like, oh, I see why Jared chose this movie, right?
You know, I love it when the tards get a bit of a run up there, you know?
Man, yeah, keep saying it.
I couldn't give a fuck, mate. What are they going to take away from me? Open mics?
Yeah,
as soon
enough.
As you hear the stutter, you're like, cool, I wonder if that will become important in the next minute or so.
Yeah.
I was like, is this about to fall down or something? Why is Jared making me watch this?
But it's pretty, like, I don't know, because I'm rewatching it knowing, but it's pretty, I don't know, I thought it's pretty well done. Like
it looks sick.
He's filling out the car and he notices and then, like, he's kind of trying, like, locking the door. And
well, because as soon as he says what happens, that's when you're like, oh, fuck, I've heard this story. And it's like the whole premise of the film. Like,
really seems like he should have got it out earlier.
Yeah. Mm. Full confession, I fell asleep in the last 20 minutes of this film.
Well, how about this?
So you don't remember, you don't know
who
what
the killer
happened?
Is?
I do not know who the killer
is. How about
is.
This?
Ooh, you that'll know, be a fun reveal.
You know you got a hectic stutter and that's been an issue your whole life.
Yeah.
Why don't you write the shit down on paper and just, like, hold it up being like, hey, instead of the banks on the phone.
Or at least, like, point at the car or something.
Yeah.
And then you slide the note, and then, like, that's even less inconspicuous. Yeah.
Or open the door and just fucking pull her out.
Call the police.
Or just, or maybe, like, while you're trying to tell her, don't, like, get right in her face and start touching her.
It's a bummer that dude went to jail for it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just not really discussed if he gets out. It's just kind of like, I don't know.
Is that guy from Lord of the Rings?
Possibly.
He looks like Boromir and Faramir's dad from Lord of the Rings.
Oh. I don't think so. I think he's too. It's a who's who of like mid-90s cunts as well.
Yeah, a bunch of like
Joshua Jackson.
Stars. Yeah, Josh Jackson. Yeah.
I did like that little kind of Easter egg there.
The Dawsons.
Yeah, the Dawson's Creek reference.
I liked his method of trying to get laid, which was just saying that he had a dead ex-girlfriend and then, like, really putting the moves on hard.
Shameless.
Yeah, it fucking ruled. I was like...
Early fuckboy.
Yeah.
Man, I love it.
So, Hastings, you fell asleep during the last 20 minutes of this. Yeah. Care to guess who the killer was?
Yeah, who do you reckon?
Fuck, all right.
I reckon I know who you're going to say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any of the characters?
What's the last thing that you remember happening?
Oof, I don't know. Sleep doesn't really. The last thing I remember is the goth girl and getting strangled, but she thinks it's fucking and
okay,
she dies.
I think you missed the last hour.
You missed heaps more than 20
minutes.
You
watched 25 minutes of this movie.
Yeah. Like, oh, the goth girl's dead? Fuck this. And go to bed.
Well, no, because I...
Dick
yeah.
goes limp in his hand.
Well, no, I get really sleepy after I come. So
yeah, she was extremely
That's about halfway through.
Yeah, she was extremely much.
How good was it to hear like an internet dial-up time?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, it sounds so ugly. Really let you know what you're getting into. The internet's too smooth these days.
I like that they're like conversation on the chat thing is they're trying to like make them seem all dark.
Yeah.
And he's like, what are you into? And he's like, lithium. I'm like, what? So you like feeling better?
Yeah, man. Yeah. He loves it, dude. The 90s were sick. What can you...
Was that like a street drug? I suppose it is a little bit.
No, lithium has no like...
Oh, who
recreational
cares?
Benefit at all. It's literally an antidepressant.
That's so dumb.
Yeah, I think it's like a mood stabilizer, but yeah, it's like...
Fuck.
It's not like something you take for fun. I think it's like it's kind of a bummer to take, actually.
It's also like pretty unwoke of Alicia Witt to just like walk in and just assume that she's just get the chick's getting consensually railed out every time and just be like, all right, I'm going to put on the headphones, listen to some George Michael. He just came out of the closet. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, but in my head, that's all part of their game. Yeah, nice. I like that film.
Because she gets killed like pretty boringly as well.
Yeah.
Like they don't even make much of an effort to do.
Yeah, and he's strangling her and then there's blood in the morning.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, did you strangle her?
There was
stab?
A lot of stuff in post.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I love to know the passage of time in a movie when a fucking clock bell goes off every 2 minutes. Like, oh, just in case you didn't know it was a new day. So annoying.
Also, I swear I didn't fall asleep during this, and I swear, like, for most of it, I was paying attention. But was it made clear that the guy who plays Lex Luthor in Smallville has a dog before it gets chucked in the microwave?
No.
Oh, I woke up for a minute and heard something about that.
It is?
It is. He...
I love my dog.
Hope nothing bad happens
he's
to him.
He's just talking about like women getting fucked on the couch. He's like, oh, it reminds me of my dog who I like playing with.
It may come up.
The early. One redeeming thing about me.
Yeah. It may come up earlier, but the way that I'm pretty sure they introduce it is they're getting the dog to do a beer bong.
Right, okay.
And he's like, good boy, you're my good boy.
So it's like one scene max.
Like, the start of the party is, like, him, like, feeding the dog a beer
bong. It might not even be his dog by explanation.
Seems legit for something you love, you know, have a beer bong.
Yeah.
Thing that I love.
I knew people who would feed their dog a beer every day.
That is fucking weird.
They're just, like, bored of
beer. You can't do that to a dog.
But it was like 17 years old.
How come these guys aren't getting cancelled, huh? They're probably feeding beer to bigger animals now.
I thought it was like a fun movie. Like, it was very silly, but
you watched 20 minutes of
whatever. Fine, fuck off. I got the gist of it.
you still
it's a horror movie.
You can absolutely get the gist of it.
You still haven't guessed who the murderer is.
Oh, I think it's the teacher.
That's not a bad guess.
Yeah, it's not a terrible guess.
Yeah,
but it does telegraph. That's what
although I thought he was like maybe too obvious a red herring.
Yeah, well, because he's Freddy Krueger.
You gotta.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, that's so sick.
That's sick.
That's the guy that plays Freddy Krueger.
Yeah,
right. You know the guy who played Rorschach in the Watchmen movie played Freddy Krueger in the remake?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There you go. So
you must be fucking ugly.
Bit of Zack Snyder trivia for you. I'm a big Zack Snyder fan.
I would have thought you would have guessed Jared Leto would be the killer.
He was like, he would have been like my next guess.
That's what I thought your guess.
You're wrong on both counts.
You're wrong on both counts, yeah.
Damn, who was it?
It was Rebecca Gayheart.
Which one's she?
The best friend of the red.
The curly haired best friend.
Of course.
Who loves getting fucked.
Man.
That's like a whole thing.
She sounds like murder and...
Yeah.
Why was she doing it?
Because...
Yeah, well, you probably didn't even get up to this part. The redhead girl.
Whatever.
The girl who died at the start.
Yeah. Right,
she went to high school with the redhead girl.
Yeah, she was hot too.
They were doing that flashing lights thing accidentally ran someone off the road.
I heard a little bit about that.
It was Rebecca Gayheart's boyfriend.
Who she was going to marry.
So she was doing it to get back at
her. I see.
And then she goes really crazy in the last part. Mm.
Revenge.
And you know what? Fuck, it was hot.
Revenge.
Yeah. When she says ding, 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 oh, that is like pretty hot.
I ding, ding, dinged after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, revenge is a dish best served cold. Yeah, I decided I'm not even going to try to riff anything on
long
it.
Long walk up the hill for that one. Really dragged it out.
I really thought something was going to come to me.
All the cogs turning in your head.
The real
revenge, and then a stick got jammed.
Revenge, berenge, clenge.
It's the real butt baby of riffs.
I was trying to think of something that rhymes with cold. Revenge is the best dish best served old was the best I came up with. But I couldn't think of anything how related to it. There was no old people in the movie.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, man. I'm like, I'm pretty good at podcasting, I guess.
One of the greats.
One of the kings of the medium.
You got mugged off on Jared's podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I listened.
They trashed you, man.
Yeah. Whatever.
That's why that's the only reason I'm here, trying to get more listeners for the mug off. Huh?
I reckon you've probably already got more than that.
Yes.
Easily.
Oh, yeah. I spoke to Yaz, they do. Yeah. Like, we're like pretty much like, we would like right even like a couple weeks ago.
We're going to be going a month.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have us by now.
Oh, man, like the ladies go.
Well, we're not with the ID network.
In, like, so 1 week. Yeah. Skyrocketed.
We should get a producer.
Yeah, maybe we should.
Maybe I know a guy.
Who should we get to produce out? I reckon
it's a bit hectic online, but
says some stuff.
Yeah, we'll have to get more real on the pod.
Yeah, but that would be one of his mandates. It's like, take a line, then tell us how you really feel.
I was actually watching some Joe Rogan yesterday, and I was Wiz Khalifa, you know, he smokes an ounce of weed a day.
It's crazy.
That's like...
So that's what you're trying to work
no,
out.
No, that's like insane.
How much is an ounce of weed?
An ounce of weed is 8 50s.
It's like a pillow.
It's like a
little pillow.
It's they cost like $350.
And how much
it's like
do you smoke?
A brick.
That could also be a bit of like bravado on his behalf.
He seemed pretty insistent. Like Rogan challenged him on it.
What, and how did he prove it?
He didn't prove, but he was just like, I don't like, he like stuck by it. Like he was challenging.
For a skinny
he was like,
guy
no,
as well.
Because he's like a fucking rapper. Like,
I'm like, if you want to live in a boring world where Wiz Khalifa does not smoke an ounce of weed a day, be my fucking guest. But I want to live in a world where dreams are possible. I would say I smoke half an ounce a fortnight, and that's a lot. Like that's more
I'm a Travis Scott man myself. But,
yeah, like that's crazy what he's doing. An ounce a day?
Yeah.
Kill me.
Wouldn't you love that, though?
I would love the time to do that.
I would love, you don't have a job. You have
I would love the infrastructure in my
this
life
whole,
to make...
Isn't this whole side of the room unemployed?
Yeah. You have the time to do anything.
Yeah, I'm saying I would love the infrastructure in my life to allow me
this morning.
To allow me the space to smoke an ounce a day. However, I would still never, ever in a million years smoke an ounce a day. That's fucking insane.
I reckon you could do it.
Man, no, I don't think anyone could. Except Wiz.
No, we've got to try the other way. I don't reckon you could, mate. I don't think you could.
I don't think reverse psychology works with Hastings so much.
No.
Yeah, he needs affirmation for someone.
I think he needs to be berated and told to not do something.
No, yeah. I need exactly the opposite.
And then you do
it. I'm all about positive reinforcement. I'm like a spoiled prince.
Yeah, exactly. That is exactly you.
Yeah.
Anyway, back on the movie.
Spoiled Prince of Narrowena.
What urban legends did you know? Did you like trade growing up?
Pop
that were
rocks,
in it?
Pop rocks, and soda.
Oh, yeah. I got a good one.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
The Munn's house.
Is it gonna be like some fucked country one?
Yeah, it is. It actually is.
So me dad.
That was my next question because I meant from the movie, but I was gonna say people out in the country definitely trying to fucking scare each other.
Yeah, because I'm sure we all. I grew up before the internet. Like,
yeah,
I kind of remember it.
Yeah.
Happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But there were two. One was involved my house, and
ooh,
the other one, the Munn's house. This guy, they said that he killed his wife in the house. But the actual story I found out years later was that he tried to get a hitman to kill his wife, but I think every hitman online is a cop. Like, like literally anyone who's ever said they're a hitman is a cop.
Yeah.
Like 100%.
Hitmans don't exist.
Same thing happened with that guy with AC/DC. He was like trying to get a hitman. It's like, it was a cop. It's always a cop, you idiot, you know? And so we thought that he killed his wife and we'd go there and the house all burned down and stuff and, you know, try and freak each other out. Mm. And the second one, when we moved into on our farmhouse, when we moved in there, the girl that used to live there used to get the bus with me. And she told me, because it was like you steal steps outside. And she goes, have you heard the little girls yet? Oh, and by the way, her mum did die in that house.
Ooh.
And I think a bunch of other people. It's like been there for like 200 years or something.
Oh, boy.
Sick.
And she goes, have you heard the little girls laughing? And I was like, what are you, like as if who gives it?
Yeah, so you checked your dick to see if it was hard. Turns out, yeah.
Famously not a pedophile. So that's a...
Famously
I'm not. But then one night I was in the office room and I swear to God, I don't know if I was just freaking myself, but I heard two little girls laughing and running up the stairs. It was like midnight. There's no way anyone could have been out there.
Yeah, right.
So that was the two urban, like they were like, there's the laughing two little girls and the mum's house.
Friends of mine, this like married couple who we were at some barbecue or something like that and we're like telling everyone really earnestly about how they have a ghost at their house.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't believe that like... these seemingly normal, sophisticated adults were like...
Man, I don't hate... So for so many people, that's just not even blinked at. Like, for I would say for like...
Oh, you've turned Siri on somehow.
Yeah.
How you doing, Siri?
Set to when an idiot talks, so...
Damn. Got me again. what was I saying? Something about...
People that believe in ghosts.
Just like man, thing. My old housemate, Yvette believes in ghosts. My old housemates believe in ghosts. We had a sage ceremony when we moved into a place in Manly Vale because like they were like, there's a ghost here.
Hell yeah.
I like wasn't there. I was out that day.
Yeah. But
yeah, having
you...
your own kind of
I came home and I was like, what is this?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Damn. Got me again.
Bit of drug humor, huh?
Man, a couple of Cheech and Chong's over here. A
couple of Jim Brewers in the house.
Yeah. We had a house in on the northern. We had the Zoot House.
Well, you're from
a bunch of people wearing Zoot suits.
That's what I was thinking. Which, funnily enough, the song Zoot Suit Riot is heard playing in a party in this movie.
Ah, I did not hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Go there on. You go. Talk
are
about
you
the
are you from Manly, are you?
Yeah.
So there's that highway ghost.
Ah, the Waco's Parkway. That's what I was going to do about that next. Yeah. That's like a huge famous one.
Yeah, it's on blogs and everything.
Yeah. There's like I was terrified of the Waco's Parkway ghost when I was a kid. My dad like still gets a bit weird about it and stuff.
Yeah. I've driven it late at night on my own.
I've done it like in taxis and stuff a lot. What, it's like pretty scary.
What's this what
Oh, just it's the, a woman, like, a yeah. ghost. There's a woman who haunts the Waco's Parkway, which is this it cuts sort of like across around the back of the northern beaches. It's like a shortcut to get from like the middle to the south end.
So you're supposed to just see it where you're driving along in your car or something?
Yeah, but it's just very dark. It's just a badly
she
lit
gets in
long,
the car.
Very, it's like weirdly isolated.
She
like,
gets in the car and nags the hell out of you.
Immediately starts asking if you can stop at Macca's.
Then there's all different versions where sometimes the car crashes, she's in the car and she kills you, she tries to seduce you, whatever. But that's like been a famous one for like decades and decades on the beaches.
Mm. They can't all be wrong, huh?
Yeah.
But the Zoot House was much more like urban legendy rather than like ghost story. It was a real house, and I think it was like I don't know, maybe they were just like all disabled or something, or like there was like they were I don't know, it was like crime or drugs or I don't know. Like
I'm listening.
There was like a fucked up family, right? So and there's people like they were known and people saw them around, and this was like this really creepy looking house and dilapidated and stuff. So the rumor for like. And it was just accepted as fact when I was a teenager. It was just that they were like inbred super strength.
Oh, cool. So like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre house.
And they were like, that they would like chase you with like chains and shit if you like got too close to their house. So people would like knock and run on them and stuff as like a thing. I was always too scared. I never did it.
How many of them were there meant to be?
I think like anywhere between like 5 and 15.
You think if you have the first 5, and they're swinging chains trying to eat half of them, like maybe don't have another 10. What's that? A kid?
What kind of urban legends do you have growing up in fucking the Netherlands?
The only one I can really remember is the
Deutschnapfiger. Oh, croquette man, come to the house.
Oh, how do you know about croquette man?
He's after your schnapfler.
Man, Jared doesn't care who he offends.
Well, I mean, yeah, no, I can't think of anyone specific to. Like Dutch culture at the moment. Like,
wasn't there a blackface character?
Schwarz
Babe.
If you're bad,
he's been very well cataloged on this podcast.
But if you're bad, he hits you with a stick. But that's for Christmas. That's
is that
like,
real?
He doesn't like. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
He. It's called like. It's like a switch essentially, which is like what.
Go and cut me a switch.
Yeah, exactly.
No, we did talk about that on here.
Yeah. So he, but that's not an urban legend. Svart Pete exists and has now been marginalized by PC culture.
Isn't he banned by the end of this year?
Well, some people want that, some people don't. But I think it's good.
I thought there was some sort of mandate.
No. People are pushing for it. But
you're just going to push him underground. He's just going to go on Reddit.
Yeah,
he's
not he'll become a SoundCloud rapper.
You can't get rid of him.
Svart Pete.
The Gollywog's been around for like a fucking 100 years. Whatever.
Still doing that.
No, but like in England, man, people are still fucking doing
there's
it.
There's a fucking Gollywog store here in Sydney, isn't there?
Gollywogs are.
Like, I haven't seen specifically a Gollywog store, but when I was up in the Blue Mountains last year, there was like little knick-knack shops and there were like heaps of Gollywogs.
Gollywogs are around.
Are the biscuits still getting a run?
They're called.
They rebranded them to Scallywags.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which also seems racist.
They're white on the packet.
They're white on the packet.
But they changed. Them because they used to be like the dark chocolatey color and they changed them to the like white biscuit.
Really?
Kind of thing.
Damn! What a
they sucked anyway.
More of a Tim Tam.
But I do think you're right. I'm pretty sure that Svart Pete has been banned like from appearing publicly.
Mm. Yeah, it's like they can't have him in the McDonald's anymore.
Well, they
like
can't do they can't do like the ceremony where he comes in by the ship with Sinterklaas and like have him be on the boat publicly. But if you know, like,
so there's no government sanctioned Svart Pete.
Well, let's say like a family was doing Sinterklaas and one of them wanted to dress up as Svart Pete. The police wouldn't like beat down the door and be like, "We've got none of authorized use for Svart Pete here," and like drag him to jail.
Man, that's like a Neil Kolhacker sketch. Yeah, these jokes are impenetrable.
I reckon the first urban legend that I heard, I don't know if it was actually purported to be something that like happened to someone I knew or whatever, but it was like, I felt it was a less gross but more creepy version of the dog in the microwave thing from this. It was like where like this old lady had a dog that slept under her bed and like, to check if it was okay every night when she went to sleep, she'd like put her hand down, it would like give it a lick and she'd go to sleep.
I hate this one.
And then like one morning she comes out and the dog has been like butchered, like hanging from the ceiling or something like that, with a note on it that says like, "Who do you think was licking your hand?"
Yeah,
I've never heard
that's
that.
Like the that's like the same, you know, like jokes have the same structure but you just change the shit, like,
well, that's kind of like the "Aren't you glad you didn't turn on the light?"
No, I was thinking it's like the toothbrush up the butt.
Oh, right.
What's the toothbrush up the butt?
Oh, man. Well, I've said the punchline now. Man.
You mean the joke of putting a toothbrush in your anus?
Well, the story is that one time a family came home and there'd been a break and enter, but nothing was missing and they couldn't figure out what happened. And then they got the photos on their camera developed and it was a robber in their house with their toothbrushes up his butt.
I think that's a far cry from licking someone's hand under a bed.
No, but it's like... but like
murdering their dog.
The reveal of this whole time something's been happening. That
yeah, but that's not they didn't line up at all.
I'm saying like it was time. I'm saying that like
this is also the guy.
Yeah,
who
I see what you're saying.
A good punchline is imagine being a butt baby. So
that was a good bit.
I know a Sutherland Shire urban legend.
Oh, hit me!
I heard this one ages ago.
This will ring a bell.
I bet it does because I think it's pretty infamous. Hmm. I went spearfishing down there many years ago. And
do you know where?
Like, there's, like, a little rock island you can see.
Like, off Cronulla?
Off Cronulla, right. Yeah. So, it must have been Cronulla Beach.
Yeah, it would have been near Shark Island.
Yeah, so I suppose, yeah. And I was told this story, and I've been told it from over the years, different beaches, but it's always pretty much the same.
Mm.
There's a giant groper, and a Japanese tourist is going spearfishing. And he kills the groper and walks out of the ocean with the groper. And like, it's like a... It's like a $120,000 fine if you kill it. It's insane. And all the locals bash the shit out of him. That's the urban legend.
That might ring a bell.
But it's never, I've heard it about Clavelli. It happened to Clavelli.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
Originally,
right.
I was told it was Cronulla, and then some of those jumping beaches. There's no record of it ever making any newspaper or anything.
Yeah.
I definitely believe that.
That's what memes are.
Because I went to Far North Queensland for a wedding 2 weeks ago, and on the walk down to where like one of the wedding parties was, it was a bit hot, so me and my mate stopped off for a skooey, and we met...
Is that what you call gay sex?
No.
That was a good connect. I hope that picked up on the mic.
Me and my mate stopped off to have gay sex. And
yes!
And we met like these two like old mate locals. Like one of them was like a carny called Lockie, and the other one was like an old boat operator called the Wasdog. He was like 60 years old.
Yeah, I love the Wasdog.
And it took maybe 4 minutes for things to get extremely racist very quickly to two people they'd never met before. Just them talking about like the conduct of like Asian people on the boat. I'm not going to say any of the stuff they said, but we had to just be there and be like, yeah, it's beautiful out here.
Oh, man.
I don't know people having that conversation with you. You know what you can just do is just go, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like grew up on the beaches. Yeah, I had to do a lot of like, you're right, there are a lot of them. Yep. No, I don't know if you call it an invasion. No, I think that's I think that's uncalled for, Nana.
Except that's you talking about Australia Day.
Yeah. Oh, man. Australia Day's pretty sick. You guys, let's all go. No, I was gonna say that we should all go. We should all go do like a "We'll just tell your mother we ate it all" official Redfern podcast like float or something in the march. Do you have floats in a march?
That seems horrendously ill-advised to make
imagine
it about
if there
to
was
make it
like,
about three white people.
That'd be the worst PR. Is like them panning across the big crowd at the rally or whatever, and there's just a sign saying, "Listen to We'll just tell your mother we ate it all."
Yeah, man, we should do that. We'd
probably get a few listens though.
Who was it that went to the march and they stopped in for a beer and missed the entire thing?
Oh, definitely wasn't one of us. I know.
Oh, fair enough.
I got quite drunk at a march.
I actually made the march this year.
I know that Hastings fucked in the marquee of the march before it happened.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I feel bad about that one. Yeah, it's January 25.
Yeah, wouldn't it have been 26 officially by that point?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're one of those nerds who say shit like that at a sleepover.
It seemed worth if it was, that's stealing someone else's punchline.
Yeah, whose is that? As I said, I was like, that doesn't feel right.
John Mulaney.
Yeah, fair enough.
It
was still apt.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make it sound worse for you.
Okay.
Because if it's on
just
the actual
make
date.
Your point. Oh, right, if it's on the actual date.
Yes.
Well, no, I'm doing it as a protest to Australia Day. It's because I don't respect white Australia.
Yeah, but you did it but in
no,
the
but this
indigenous
was, but you did it in the invasion day.
As a celebration of... I don't know, man. I can't get out of this. I was like, the more I say, this is going to be harder to...
When's the hottest 100 now?
I don't know.
It's just like that weekend.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Used to be a big deal.
Yeah, man. Hottest 100 is still a big deal. Not for me. I'm an adult, but for others... Yeah.
Sure.
Do you vote in the hottest 100?
I don't vote in the fucking election. I don't vote in the hottest 100.
Yeah, but you know, the government doesn't allow you to do that.
These cunts are on my back. You haven't voted in this election. You haven't voted in that election. So fuck off.
You know how like when you go to vote...
Isn't the fine...
I wouldn't know.
All right, you know how when you go to
isn't
vote...
Isn't the fine for missing the federal election actually not that bad?
It's $20 is one of them. I don't know which of one of them I missed.
That's the dice you're rolling every time.
Yeah.
My mum genuinely forgot one time, and I think she was just like, "Oh fuck, I thought that was fine was actually going to be more."
Yeah. So you know, like when you go to vote, and there's a sign being like, "If you need help with your voting card, like call someone over." I love the idea of Jared going to vote and being like, "Sorry, what are these symbols? I can't make these."
I got it upside down.
Okay, Labor, huh?
No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm being very mean this episode. I think it's because Jared's here.
I bring it out of people.
You do.
And also, the first thing he said to you was, "Hey, you're a retard."
That's true. Yeah, I'm on the back foot today.
I'm hard to pin down, you know? But I will warn you, I can give it, but I can't take it. So, so be very
sounds
careful.
Like a few other people in comedy I know of.
Is that talking about me? I don't
know. You're the king of
yeah,
taking.
Yeah, I was like, I know, just whenever she uses that tone, it's usually about me.
All you do
I was
is
looking
take
away.
It.
I would have looked at
that's
you.
What Yaz says. He goes, "You got to give Tasting. He can take his licks."
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be like...
I think it's
the only way I've ever made friends.
It's like that episode of The Simpsons though, where like he can keep getting hit, but eventually you've got to fall down. Yeah.
Calling it your best quality seems a little mean, but it'd be up there, I reckon.
Yeah, I think my best quality is my empathy.
Oh, nah.
Seems like a stretch.
Yeah. I think being able to take it would be better. Yeah, be better ranked than that. I would say, like, you're a friendly guy. What's empathetic about you?
Yeah,
you
I'm very empathetic.
You laugh at other people's misfortune a lot.
Yeah, because I know what it's like. Well, I don't know. I think it's... I can't... I'm not going to argue about whether or not I have empathy. I can't... You know, that's a waste of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you... What about...
The only one I can think of is done in the movie, but like Bloody Mary in front of a wall.
Yeah, we had
but not in front of a wall.
Bloody Mary, which one was that?
Like if you say Bloody Mary in front of a mirror,
I thought that was like worldwide.
Around, like the chick will come out and slit your throat.
There was also, wasn't it like Candyman?
That over here was a Candyman.
Yeah.
Well, that's a movie as well.
Which is also a movie. Mm. That movie fucking scared the shit out of me when I was a kid.
When I was a kid, I saw Jumanji and the idea of like an evil board game scared me so much that I made me and my granddad like bury
Monopoly.
No, like I had the game Jumanji. Bury it in the backyard.
You were just trying to recreate what happens in the movie.
Yeah, and bury it in the backyard.
That's the worst thing you could do.
Well, that's because that's in the movie they buried it and it doesn't... You know, they're done with it. Like, someone else has to deal with it then at least.
Sure.
But that was like, I guess, like I thought...
Yeah, that's just like you, mate. Shirking responsibility.
But like when you're a kid, like a movie is in your mind, it's like the same thing as an urban legend. You know what I mean? Like it's like, oh, well, if it's in a movie, it could be possible. Like kids are so dumb.
Maybe if you're a dumb kid.
I was pretty... That's fair. Just out there in with the spade in the backyard, my granddad burying Jumanji. He's like, no, he seems like a smart one.
Watch the Smurfs movie. Granddad's little blue fox are everywhere. Get rid of him.
Yeah. I had my first ever panic attack in Mr. Bean the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
You remind me a lot of Gargamel now I think about it. Very similar posture, body shape.
Oh, posture's exactly the same.
Oh, man, that is brutal.
Just put your fingers together like that. We got a Gargamel.
Oh, come on, dude. Don't do me this way.
Is it Gargamel's bald, though, isn't he?
Yeah, give him time.
Yeah, I know.
He'd wear a hat sometimes, wouldn't he?
I think he has a hood.
I wear a hat.
He wears like a black cloak.
Yeah.
I could definitely pull off a black cloak.
You got a cat already?
Yeah.
There you go, man.
A cloak?
Mm.
Yeah, one of these days. You just see CJ.
Just trying out every
affectation. Well, I just bought you a kimono.
That's true. Yeah, the Bucks is going to be sick.
Yeah.
Are you going to try and wear that into the casino?
No.
Good. I already discouraged him from doing that.
Yeah.
They won't have it, you reckon?
I reckon I think 15 people walking in and he's wearing a white silk kimono that says the big dog monogrammed on his chest. Yeah, I reckon maybe they won't.
Yeah, they're big on no cultural appropriation of the casino, huh?
Yeah, man. What's the difference between a kimono and just like a regular silk robe?
I don't know.
No idea.
Because I think what you've got isn't technically just a silk robe. Yeah, I think it's much more like a silk robe than a kimono.
Yeah, I don't know the difference. It's probably the belt loops. Mine looks like a boxing like robe.
Yeah.
Which I also don't hate, to be honest.
Because you've got to go out there and take the hits.
Yeah. Man, I've got to go out there and play the hits, all right? I'm doing Butt Baby tonight. I'm doing...
I'm not doing Butt Baby. I was going to say, it might be worth watching.
Yeah.
Well, I've never seen it.
You've seen Butt Baby?
I don't think so.
Man, you would have seen it 12 times.
No way you haven't seen it. When you started.
I think I remember a joke that the punchline is Butt Baby.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I'm sure I was doing it for like a year.
Yeah, you must have seen it.
I reckon it was longer than a year.
Mm.
Do the bit.
I don't even remember. I don't even remember how to do it.
He remembers exactly how to do it. It's basically repeating Imagine Being a Butt Baby and over again.
Mm.
Ronnie Chang has famously stolen it recently.
Yeah.
He stole Butt
Baby. Ronnie Chang's been doing a bit called Diarrhea Baby.
No, he
hasn't. And he uses the phrase Imagine being a Diarrhea Baby.
So we got to get Chang on the podcast.
Yeah. I'm sure you can do that.
Yeah. Do you reckon we could do, like, have we podcasted with someone who's podcasted with Chang?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
No, sure.
No, Cam James might have.
Yeah, Cam James.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Probably not with him.
Ronnie's, like, before me. Like, he's the wave before me.
Yeah, he was, like, an early dum-dum guest.
Yeah. Yeah, we'd probably, we could 6 degrees of separation, and I'm sure, but you want one. Mm. Anyway, we've got to get Ronnie Chang on the podcast so I can beat him up.
Good luck. He started jiu-jitsu when I did.
Don't you think? Yeah. Ronnie Chang's pretty build as well, didn't you?
He's like,
he could take you.
He's alert. He's switched on.
You guys can't.
And I think
just,
he's a.
Just get one. Like, just get one win. Just let me just be like, yeah, Hastings. You can beat up Ronnie Chang. But just be a mate and just be like, you know, just lie to me.
Well, like, no, if you want
to. Just be like, yeah, I reckon you could beat up at Ronnie.
Disappointed.
He did Wing Chun for years as well. He's like an assassin.
Also, if you.
All the more.
If you want to beat up an Asian guy and become the new Shane Gillis, then that's on you.
Oh, man, come on.
Not afraid to keep it on the inside of this one, are you?
You did 5 minutes on Kyle Legacy.
That's a vibe. I'll tell you, when I had my little I had a little community radio show I'd do with Seren.
Oh, yeah.
And so funny. It'd be like, we'd always say, like, oh, call in if you got, if you want to say anything. The phone never rang once, and I was doing like a Ray Badger impression. I was like, call in if you want me to do another impression. The phone rang. We were both like terrified. We had no idea what was happening. But it never rung. And then we answered it, and someone just goes, do Kyle Legacy. I was like, all right.
Did you ever figure out who it was? The
call it was like someone that like, yeah. I suppose
it was a thick Liverpudlian accent.
If you go to a comedy night, like, and there's 10 people on, you remember him for sure.
Oh, that's absolutely true.
Like,
you would.
So I think it's just someone had watched... You know, and we were on at like 11, like 12:30 a.m. or some disgusting time.
Yeah, like East Side FM.
Yeah, it was like no one was listening. Yeah. It was crazy.
One call just to say Kyle Legacy. To an Kyle. Entire career.
The Kyle is coming from inside the house.
That's not even an urban legend. That's another movie.
That's been appropriated.
Just like all horror movies.
But, it is an actual horror movie.
The call coming from inside the house is...
Well, it's in Scream.
No, you're right.
It's a movie in the 60s.
And they did a remake like 10 years ago, I remember.
But doesn't
as well.
It, like, the idea of it originate for some sort of urban legend?
Well, if phones were like kind of... When were phones?
Yeah, I suppose.
Kind of thing.
Graham 20s? Alexander Bell invented the telephone. Man, it'd be so good if I knew the year just then.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Alexander Graham Bell as well.
Fuck! Just let me have one. Like, could I just have one?
I think maybe get one right.
Yeah, I think that one was appropriated from the movie into culture, not the other way around.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if we want to talk about the relationship between culture and, you know, media, then, I mean, yeah, I mean, who cares?
Again, you saw the wheels turning, nothing there.
No, I was trying, I was going for something insightful then. I was like,
what,
right, I'm not
convinced
of this.
What did you think about the very end twist?
I kind of liked it because it was very camp and it's like, shitty.
It's very schmaltzy, but I liked it a lot. It's
what was it like, again?
Basically, Rebecca Gayheart survives and it's a whole new uni campus.
Someone's
talking
telling...
About
the story of what happened.
And then she's like,
you hear someone go, yeah, you got to tell it right. Here's what really happened, and it's her.
Yeah, right.
So she's like, crazy.
Yeah. And then it says the end question mark.
Might as well.
But there were two sequels.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. But did they have the same? They didn't have the same people in them, right? It was just the concept, like Final
Destination. Yeah, I don't think there were any of the same people.
Oh, I might watch one of them.
Yeah, I think there's one called Urban Legends. But that was like maybe even a reboot that came like 10 years later.
Yeah, the third one is like a straight to DVD thing. The second one was like not as good because they wasted all the good urban legends on this one. Yeah,
you know, urban legend is what I call my black friend.
I think that's okay.
I think I got away with it, right?
I think
I finessed that.
It's good to say that they're a legend, but to describe them as urban.
I think I was all right.
I'm going to allow it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got to go.
Yeah, well, yeah, I got to go on a date.
Yeah.
I want to go home.
I want your fashion advice. Do I rock up cool and casual like this, or do I throw on the patented Rose Piper leather skirt?
Where are you meeting?
Bearded tit.
Cool and casual.
And listeners, you can't come because this will come out later.
Skirt too, for easier access to your genitals.
But we just discussed that I can't use my genitals.
Other than jeans. Absolutely. When I go on a date and I rock up and they're wearing jeans, I'm always a bit like, that's going to be a thing to deal with later. You know what I mean? Like, it's better.
Yeah, sure. I know exactly what you mean.
No? Anyone?
I haven't been on the date since the mid-80s. So I would no idea what you're...
All right, get your plugs in.
Yeah.
Oh, listen to my podcast, The Mug Off. It's sick. It's so funny.
It is very funny.
Yeah, I was binging it yesterday. It's pretty good.
Hell
yeah.
I have laughed out loud.
Who cares?
On public transport.
Who cares about fucking... Oh, I'm at the Comedy Store soon, blah, blah, blah. Who cares?
This doesn't come out until, like, what, like, second week of October?
Powerbomb Comedy Festival is in full swing. Probably
you might be
sellouts.
Done by now,
I
right?
will be done by now.
Yeah, yeah.
My I'll show be won't well. Be done. Rose Piper, thanks for coming out and supporting live comedy. 5:45 p.m. Staves Brewery, 26th of October. Please come.
And follow me on the gram, Jared M. Comedy.
Oh, very good.
Follow me on Twitter, at Andrew Hastings. Coda every single show in Power Bomb Comedy Festival. Go to UTS on Tuesdays if
don't
you want to
that.
See me
definitely
bomb.
Don't do that.
Remember when McGowan have a tantrum?
Jared McGowan.
I don't want to do comedy.
Nearly get into a fight with an audience member because they talked a little bit.
He bitched it. I did not bitch it. He bitched it.
Jared McGowan, famous.
We're not saying you bitched it. We're saying you're a psycho. And you're going, well, I would have fought him.
He's the psycho. He was yelling throughout the whole show. He deserved it.
Yeah, that's true.
Come to comedy at Papa Getty's.
No, you come to UTS despite that. Yeah, Papa Getty's is great.
Yeah.
Says the cunt who bombed there last week.
Hey, whoa. Yeah.
What did you expect? I mean,
he had a weirdly good track record there, and then he went up and did probably 4.5 minutes and bombed and got up.
Okay, I want to clarify a couple things. Weirdly good? Come on. I wasn't like, it was fine.
You
like,
aren't the type of person you would think would succeed in
it's not really. A. It's not a. It wasn't a hard bomb.
It wasn't a hard, good. Anyway, you know.
Yeah. That's it. Do you know how we finish this podcast, Jared? I assume you haven't got all the way to the end.
No, I've listened to two different ones, but not all the way to
okay,
the end.
Okay, so we all just go around and say to the next step, and then Hastings bitches with some bad improv thing.
Mm. And they've been getting worse over the years.
They're great. So, to the next step.
To the next step.
To the next step.
Guys, I said it before, but revenge is a dish.